56. 12 by 18. Braced at the top of the turbo lift, Maul used his free hand to jimmy the edge of the speaker's faceplate into the locked ceiling hatch, prying it open. The edge was too big for the gap, and his hand kept slipping. He closed his eyes, summoning the power of the dark side, searching the hatch, probing it for structural weakness. It didn't budge. Blinking back sweat, he rededicated himself to the task at hand. It was growing feverishly hot inside the lift, where Warden Blur had no doubt intended to roast him alive, or until she broke down whatever rebellious aspect she saw in him and turned him into, what, her mascot, her house pet, or something even more servile? The notion revolted him, and he jammed the metal strip in deeper between the locked hatch and its housing, wiggling it back and forth. Boiling with impatience, he released a concentrated energy field against the hatch, battering it, but it still wouldn't budge. Maul cursed, the anger rising up inside him from wherever it lived and toiled endlessly. Tightening his grip on the makeshift tool, he started working again on the hatch, forcing himself to take his time, fighting to ignore the suffocating heat, the baked air that filled his lungs, as if he were drawing breath directly from a blast furnace. He fixed his gaze straight up. The hatch itself, an unremarkable 12 by 18 centimeter rectangle, had become his entire world. 12 by 18, and in the end, it represented the difference between completing his mission and perishing in shame and obscurity.
Slipher, Radik, the Kipus.
He clenched his teeth, the heat very close to him now, pressing in from all sides, clinging to him like a second skin. By now the walls had become scalding steel plates, burning the palm of his hand and the fingers holding him in place. The inside of his mouth felt cool by comparison. A drop of sweat hit the floor and he realized that he could actually hear it sizzle. If the temperature kept going up like this, he guessed that he might have another minute or two before he blacked out from heat prostration. And then, he kept working. There was an odd, meaty smell rising up around him, and when his blistered palm shifted slightly on the wall, he realized that it was his own flesh beginning to roast.
Master, I will not fail.
He breathed in, breathed out. An odd, narcotic dizziness had started to take hold of him, and he reached down deep into whatever remained of his consciousness, forcing himself to focus. He needed to find Eagan Truax. If he could just... All at once, the hatch popped open. Cool air rushed down from above in a blessed, invigorating cloud, and Maul dropped the steel plate to the floor and scrambled up through the hatchway into the near darkness. He was standing on top of the lift, gazing up the endless expanse of the shaft. The sweat had already dried on his skin. Giving himself a moment, he narrowed his eyes, stretching out with his feelings while his eyes acclimated to the lightless space. The details began to resolve themselves around him. In front of him was a series of steel rungs embedded directly into the wall at half-meter intervals, an easy jump from here. He sprang forward, caught the first rung, and began to climb.
Boy, I'm coming for you.